Today's shiur is Le'ilui Nishmas, Rav Yehuda Leiber of Shmuel. Today's shiur is Masechta Megillah, Daf Chof. We will begin on Daf Chof Amud Aleph, 10 lines from the bottom, from the top. The Mishnah taught us Rav Yehuda Machsheh B'Katan. Rav Yehuda says that a katan created the Megillah. Quotes the Gemara Braisa, Tanya, I'm Rav Yehuda, katan Ayisi, I was still a katan of a Kreisi, Lamal Merab Tarfin. I read the Megillah in front of Rav Tarfon Zakenim, Bebayis Belud, in the shul in Lud. The reason it says, the Gemara says, Lamala, explains the Sifsei Chachamim, is because they read the Megillah on the Bima. And the Bima was high up, and therefore it says, Lamala. And furthermore, explains the Sifsei Chachamim, because he read it in such a prominent place, everybody became aware that he was the one that read the Megillah. And he read the Megillah in front of Rab Tarfin in Lud. And the Sifsei Chachamim points out that Yehuda said that this episode happened in Lud. Why is it important for us to know that it happened in Lud? So the Sifsei Chachamim explains because perhaps one could argue that although Rabbi Yehuda as the katan read the Megillah, but everybody else was following by reading the Megillah from a kosher Megillah. And that's why they were yoytze the mitzvah, not because they heard it from a katan. That's why, explains the Sifsei Chachamim, that the Gemara specifies that this happened in Lod. And Lod was a very large Jewish community, and it was unlikely that everybody in Lod had a kosher Megillah, and everybody in Lod knew how to read Megillah from the kosher Megillah in front of them. And therefore, it's a proof that they were relying on him, the katan. The Sfasemis has a different approach. Sfasemis says that if the halacha were that a katan may not read the Megillah, then in such a prominent shul, like the shul in Lod, which had such a large crowd, they would have never allowed for him to read the Megillah. The fact that they allowed him to read the Megillah in a place where it was such a large congregation is a raya, because the halacha is obviously that a katan may read the Megillah. Amar loy, so Chacham said to Rabbi Yehuda, ein mevi'in raya min a katan. We can't bring a raya from a katan, and your testimony doesn't count. Even though the Rishonim point out that the Gemara Masechta Ksubos Daf Chof Ches Amud Aleph teaches us that Edim may say testimony when they're adults on what they saw when they were still children. Say all these Rishonim, the Ritva, the Tosfos Rid, that's only by something that's a Drabonim. So, of course, the question is that Megillah is a Drabonim. So the Mefarshim explain that Megillah is considered Divrei Kabbalah. And Divrei Kabbalah is considered more serious than Divrei Derabanan. And therefore, they said to him, how can we accept your testimony? Tanya, says the Gemara, another Braisa, I'm Rabbi Katan Yusuf Akarisi, Lamalam Rabbi Yehuda. I was a Katan, and I read the Megillah in front of Rabbi Yehuda. And I'm relying, and they told him, Eim Avin Raim and a Katan. We can't bring a raya from a cut. Amen, raya, raya, in a matter. When there's so many people that disagree, just we can't accept what you're saying, contrary, which will be a kula. So tomorrow, ask the Gemara, why do we have to say that we're not accepting what he testified? Because amen, raya, amen, vi, and raya, in a matter, they should say that the reason we're not accepting what you have to say is because Amavi and Raim and a cotton, because you're testifying something that you did when you were a cotton. That should be the reason why we don't accept your testimony. Says the Gemara, that's exactly what the Gemara means to say. Chada, one reason why we're not accepting your testimony, the cotton Ayisa, and we can't accept the testimony of a cotton. Va'oid, and another reason we can't accept your testimony, afilu gadol ayisa, even if you were a gadol, we still cannot accept your testimony. Shame of being rhyme in a matter. Somebody says an opinion which is lenient, which is contrary to everyone else's opinion, we cannot accept that opinion. Says the Mishnah, Ein Karnas Megillah, we may not read the Megillah, only by day, as we're going to see. And as the Rashba and Ritva explained, that even though there's a mitzvah to read the Megillah by night, so since there's a mitzvah to read the Megillah by night, and there's a mitzvah to read the Megillah by day, one could therefore make an argument that the lines may be blurred, and therefore you can maybe start reading the Megillah even the night. You could read the day Megillah by night, the night Megillah by day. Teaches us the Mishnah that no, the day Megillah must be read strictly by day. V'loy molin. If we have to do a bris milah, the bris milah has to be strictly by day. And not only does a bris milah that's being done on the eighth day have to be done by day, but even if there's a bris shalai bezmana, if for some reason we could not do the bris milah on the eighth day, the child wasn't well or whatever, we don't do a bris ever only by day. V'loy tovlin. The halacha is that a tamei meis or a zov have to go to the mikvah after 7 days that they became tamei. The halacha is they only could go to the mikvah by the seventh day in the morning. They can't go to the mikvah the night before. V'loy mazin. We know if somebody becomes tamei and it has to sprinkle on him the parah aduma mixture, that too could only be done by day. V'kein shemeres yoim k'neged yoim. As the Chachmas Adam explains this Gemara, the cycle of a woman's life is 7 days and 11 days. During the 7 days, a woman can become a nida. And again, we must emphasize that what we are saying here is the din midaraisa. During those days, she could become a nida. And a woman who's a nida could continue to see dam as long as by the time the seven days are up, she's not seeing dam, she could go to the mikvah. Then there are 11 days. During those 11 days, a woman can become a zava. If she remains clean during the entire 11 days, so when the next 7 days come, again, the halacha of nida, as we just described, comes back. But if during those 11 days, she sees a riyah, so she only sees one riyah, so then the halacha is she has to wait 1 day. She is a woman who's a shemeres yoim keneged yoim. And the halacha is, let's say she saw that one riyah zov on Sunday, she could only go to the mikveh on Monday morning. But the halacha is, even though she's shemeres yoim keneged yoim, and she has to have 1 clean day, the halacha still is that there's halacha mikseh yoim kekulay. As long as part of the day passed, she could already go to the mikveh. So therefore, already on Monday morning, she could go to the mikveh, but not before. Loy titbol, all these women, all these people, loy titbol ad shetan tzachama. She has to wait to wait for at least the nets. And the Sfasemis points out an interesting observation. Here, the Mishnah is being very clear that she has to wait, that these people have to wait for the nets. Why by Krishma is the halacha the one that does not have to wait for the nets? So the Sfasemis says that a number of explanations. One is that the Torah, when it speaks about the Zman Krishma, uses different terminology than is normally used. The terminology that the Torah uses is B'shapacha of Kumecha. So since it doesn't speak in terms of day and night, it doesn't have to be full-fledged day. Because the reason Chazal, whenever something's supposed to be done by day, wanted to be done after the Netzachama, because by then we could be certain that it's day. But since by Krishma, the time that the Torah prescribes is with Kumecha, we don't have to wait for the nets. Another pshat that I saw is because the halacha, we know part of Krishma, is saying the Parashat Tzitzis. And the Parashat Tzitzis, we could say at a time Mishyakar, for when we could discern Bein Tcheilus L'Lovin, which is before the Nates. And a third pshat that the Sfasem suggests is, as we know, the Gemara Masechta Brachos discusses about the people who daven Kivasikin. They daven, they say Shemon Esrei by the Nates Achama. But if you're going to say Shemon Esrei at the moment of Nates Achama, then you have to say Krishma before the Nates, because of course Krishma comes before the Nates. Continues the Mishnah. However, Kulin Sha'asu, Mamur Shachar, any of these activities which we said should be done by the only from the Nates, if they were done after the Mamur Shachar, the halacha is kosher. Ask the Gemara, Menolan, from where do we know that the Megillah may only be read by day after the Nates Achama? Damakra, Vayama Elu, Niskar Venasim. So from here we learn the Pasuk says, B'yom, in Belaila loy. There's an interesting question. We know that, as we said, the day really begins by the nights. So the Achroinim debate, if one did not have a chance to read the Megillah at night, could he still read the Megillah after the Alois until the nets? The Taz's opinion is that, yes, you could read the Megillah b'di'eved after the Alois as long as before the nights, to fulfill the obligation of reading the Megillah at night. The Magen Avraham says no. That by Krishma, as we just discussed, so Krishma is dependent on Zman Shchiva, and there are people who go to sleep very late before the nights. And therefore, b'di'eved, one could say Krishma shall arvis until the nights. But Megillah is dependent on day. And once it's the Alois, it's already day, and it's too late to fulfill the mitzvah of Kriyas Megillah shel Laila. Lema Tavet to Yufta, ask the Gemara, should our Mishnah be contradictory to Rabbi Shuban Levi says? Dabar Rabbi Shuban Levi, as we learned earlier in our Masechta, Chayv Odom Likris is Megillah b'Laila l'shnois b'yoyim, that we have to read the Megillah by night and by day. And here we're saying that you have to read it by day. Answers the Gemara, Kik Tani, the Megillah reading that our Mishnah is referring to is at the Yoyim, is the Megillah reading that's done by day. The Mishnah is not speaking about the Megillah reading that's done by night. But of course, there is an obligation to read the Megillah at night as well. We learned in the Mishnah of Elay Malin, we can't do a Bris Milah only after Netz Achama. The Ksiv, where do we know this from? The Halach is, Ubiyoyim HaShmini Nimal. It has to be only by day. So Taisus asks a question. The Gemara Masechta Kedushin brings a special limud to teach us that women are exempt from Bris Milah. Not only are they not obligated in the Bris Milah, but they don't have an obligation to make sure that their sons have a Bris Milah. But ask the Taisus, now that we learned in our Gemara, that a Bris Milah is only done by day, so Bris Milah turns out Tamitzas say Shizman Groma. And a mitzvah say Shizman Groma, we know women are exempt. So of course women aren't obligated to make a bris for the son. Why do we need a special limud? So Taisus answers that Bris Milah and Karban Pesach are very unique mitzvahs say. They're the only mitzvahs say that if one violates the mitzvahs say, the Chayiv Karis. And therefore we would think that even though it's a mitzvah sasei shezman groma, since it's a mitzvah sasei that carries a chiyuv karis, maybe women are chayiv, that's why we have a limud. Another explanation Taisu suggests, which we said is not halacha, that there are opinions that say that once you didn't perform the bris by day, the mitzvah can be, by the eighth day, you have an obligation to do it all the time, even by day and by night. And therefore, it's not a mitzvah say Shizman Groma. The Ramban gives a different explanation. He says, when we speak about a mother or a father making a bris for their son, it's not like we said that they're performing the actual mitzvah. The bris is being done on the baby. They're only facilitating. And therefore, we would suggest that when is there an exemption by women for mitzvah say Shizman Groma? When they're actually performing the mitzvah. But where it's a situation where they are facilitating a mitzvah, there we won't say that there's a exemption on mitzvah to say Shizman Groma. The Ritva suggests that since this is a mitzvah that women aren't obligated in, so it's very similar teretz. It's only a mitzvah that they're facilitating. But when is there a din mitzvah seishes man grama? When we're speaking about the mitzvah that the woman's going to do herself. Sfasem suggests that since the mitzvah smila was given before Matan Torah, the exemption of women in mitzvah seishes man grama was only after Matan Torah, not mitzvahs that were given in before Matan Torah. So Semis gives another explanation. He says that the mitzvah amila is not specifically to make a bris mila. The mitzvah amila is that one should be gemalut. One should be an individual a bris. And that's not limited to time. And Pnei Yeshua says that since we find in the Chumash that Zipporah made a bris for her son, so maybe that should be an indication that women are obligated to make a bris for the son. That's why the Torah had to tell us that they're exempt. Another teretz that the Turi Evin suggests is that a mitzvah that's only performed once in your life, then there's no exemption, a mitzvah cessation is man grama. And perhaps the explanation to the Turi Evin is that the Avodram says, the why are women exempt from mitzvah seishes man grama? Because women have other obligations, so we can't obligate them to do a mitzvah which is time sensitive. But if it's a mitzvah that's only going to be done once, maybe it's different. So the halacha is that the bris has to be done after the netzachama, but the halacha is that if it's done after the amud shachar, it's kosher, but the halacha is that if you did the mila by night, it's posel. And that's what the Ramah paskins. And your day is Simon Reish Samach Bey Sif Aleph. Im Ov of Ramah Belayla, Tzorch Lahatav, Lachso Lahatav Meredam Bris. We would have to do a Hadafastam Bris because the Bris is completely not valid. It's interesting that the Rosh says that, and the Ramah agrees with the Rosh, that let's say somebody did the bris mila before the eighth day, then the halacha is that you don't have to do a tafastam bris. There are those that disagree and say, just like if you did a bris by night, you would have to do a tafastam bris, so too you would have to do a tafastam bris if the bris was done before the eighth day. That's the opinion of the Shach. But the Ramah clearly says that a bris that was done during the 8 days, even though it's before the 8th day, does not have to be done. But if it was done by night, it has to be redone. And everybody tries to understand. So the simple explanation, which the Karban Nisanal offers, a bris at night is not a bris. The Torah entirely said that a bris by night is not the time for a bris. A bris by day, certainly one should do a bris before, not before the 8th day. But since it was done by day, it was done in a time which was meant for bris mila, and therefore you could do it. Reb Chaim Brisker says a different explanation. He says, hatofes dam bris and mila are two different dinim. And therefore, hatofes dam bris is only qualified to be done by day. And any other time, it's not a bris. A bris mila could be done by day. And since it's done by day, it's a valid mila even if it's done before the 8th day. So here we learned that a bris mila should be done by the nights. And the question is, and the Shulchan Aruch already discusses this halacha, that the bris mila, the Shulchan Aruch and Simon Reish Samach Beis of Aleph paskins, that a bris mila should be done by day. And he in the Shulchan Aruch says, Zrizim Magdim Malamitzvah, Umolin Miyad Bebaikram. And the Magen Avraham says that one should not delay doing a mitzvah, even maybe if you could do the mitzvah in a more preferable way. The halacha is you should do the bris mila right away in the morning. And so too does the Sefer Chassidim in Simen Tuf Ayin Ches say, the Pasuk says in Tehillim, Chashti V'lo Yismamati L'shma Mitzvasecha, a person should never delay doing a mitzvah. And even though he points out that we know the Pasuk says in the Shira, Zeh Keli Vanveyu, there's a point to do a mitzvah and a hidden mitzvah, he says, never should we do a mitzvah, never should we delay doing a mitzvah for the sake of doing it better. The Shulchan Aruch Rav, however, says that let's say somebody's traveling and the time for Ma'ariv comes and he could do daven Ma'ariv, but it'll mean he'll daven on the road, he'll daven not in such a proper place, or he could wait to daven later. He says one should wait to daven later. However, and so too does the Shas Tshuva's Michtav Seifer suggest that if one thinks he could do the Bris Milah later, better, maybe he should wait. However, most Paiskim are of the opinion that we should say, the Steichemed, very strong about this, that he should do the Bris Milah certainly as early as possible, and certainly in the first half of the day. Only, and even if it means that you won't be able to have such a large audience by the Bris, or whatever, it's still appropriate to push off to do the mitzvah Zrizim Magdim LaMitzvahs and do the mitzvah as early as possible. Why? Because the concept of Zrizim Magdim LaMitzvahs is more important than anything else. And I saw a very interesting story. There was a Jew who lived in Yerushalayim. His name was Reb Zorach Braverman. And he was making a bris for his son, and he invited Rabbi Shulev Diskin to be the moel. And again, as we're learning, he wanted to have to be the sandik, and he wanted to have the bris as quickly as in the earliest time possible. And they davened v'sikin, and he right away, as soon as v'sikin was over, Rabbi Shulev was not ready to be sandik yet; he hadn't come yet. And what he did was, he right away took the sandikos for himself. When Rav Shulev arrived, so everybody was concerned that Rav Shulev would be upset that they didn't wait for him. Rav Shulev said, you did the right thing. Zrizim Magdinim Mitzvahs. That one should do the mitzvah as soon as possible and not delay doing the mitzvah. And the Steichemed says that first he used to think that it was appropriate sometimes to push off the mitzvah. And he writes, V'tzali minig eza anoshim, it bothers me, shemach milat karv l'chatzei yoyim, they wait to do the bris milah until the middle of the day, at shiskapsa mazamonim, until all the invited guests could come, v'ein lehem amal shiyismuchu, they have nothing to what to rely about. There's no heter to push off the bris milah to later. We learned further, we don't do a tefillah or hazah. How do we know this? Says the Mardik Siv, so the Torah says the word b'yoyim. Vishkish, and it says the Gemara, we compare tefillah, one going to the mikveh, to hazah. And just like hazah, the Torah said, should be done by b'yoyim, by day, so too the hazah. However, the halacha is, one should not be able to go to the mikveh, as we described when we learned the Mishnah, until the day. But let's say one didn't go to the mikveh at that time, so since he didn't go to the mikveh at the proper time, he could wait. That now that he's going to the mikveh, it's not like the bris, which can never be performed at night. Once it's the day that you were supposed to go to the mikveh passed, you could go by day or by night. We learned in the Mishnah, as we described it, the kenshemas yoyim kenegi yoyim leitipul achinat zchama. Pshita, ask the mamai shnor shemas yoyim kenegi yoyim bikol chai v'tfilis. We just said that anybody who goes to the mikveh has to wait until the seventh day. So here too, she could go to the mikveh the first day, but she should have to wait until the day. Answer the Itzrich. Sakadat Chamina Tav Kriya Rishon Shalzov Kriya Rishon Shalzov Iskish LaBalkeri. We should say that perhaps it's similar to Balkeri, the Ksiv, and the Torah says regarding somebody who has such an omission. Zois Tyrus Hazov Vashitates Menu Shikva Zera. The Torah connects somebody who has a Ziva admission to a Zera admission. Mabel Keri Toiva Bayoim. The day that he had the emission, he goes to the mikvah, and then he waits for Harav Shemesh, he waits for sunset, and he's completely tahar. So we would consider, Hai Nami Litva B'yomai, ask the Gemara, but how can we suggest that? For B'yomai Lai Matzir Tavla, the Ksiv Koyimei Zava, Kamidash Nidasi Yila. Should we see that she has to wait till the day passed? But Lila, so ask the Gemara, we never meant that she should be able to go to the mikvah the day she had the emission. But rather, says the Gemara, the question is, Belaila mi'alev mitzvah shim v'titbol. If she had the emission today, so as soon as night passes, she should be able to go to the mikvah. She should not have to wait till tomorrow morning as the earliest time that she could go to the mikvah. Kamash Malon, that's what our Mishnah is teaching us. The Kivin the boy Sphira, she has to count the day. Sphira B'yamamihi, she has to count into the next morning. But we learned in the Mishnah, the Kulin Shalsamallah, Mishallah Murashachar, but any of these things that have to be done by day, if they were done from the Murashachar, it's fine. Ask the Gemara anonymously, where do we know this halacha from? It says the Gemara, Amar Rav Adam Akra, V'yikra L'akim L'or Yoim. So we see Lemeiru Ba, from the time that the sun starts coming up, Kara Yoim is already considered day. Ask the Gemara, if that's the way you're learning, then the Pasuk says, Ula Choshe Kara Laila. Are we going to say Lemachshuch Ba Kara Laila, that when it starts getting dark, it's already night? That certainly isn't the case, because Hakaimalon, that says a Kechavim, Lav Lailahu. It's not night until it says. Elam Rav Zera Mehacha. Where do we know that Alois Shachar is from? From Alois Shachar, it's already considered day? Because the Pasuk says in Nehemiah, the Pasuk discusses when they were building the walls of Yerushalayim, the people that came back from Bavel with Ezra. The Pasuk says, V'anachnu oisim b'locha, v'chetzi mechzikim remachim. Not everybody was able to build the wall because they were being attacked. And therefore they had to, half the people held weapons to protect themselves. So we see that day begins by Alois HaShachar. And then the Gemara quotes another Pasuk from Nehemiah. The next Pasuk. Ask the Gemara, why was it repeated? The day does not begin by Mar HaShachar. Laila, and night begins by the Shkia. We see that they began working by the Alois, and they continued working until the Tzeis, because maybe Mekadmi and Mechashmi, they were individuals that began working early and continued working until late. Tashma, that's why we bring the Pasuk that clearly indicates V'hayu lonu alayla mishma v'yoyim melocha, that they strictly work by day and not by night. So the Mefarshim ask that the Binyan Beis HaMikdash has to be done by day strictly. So how can we say that they were doing it by night? So the Mefarshim explained that's when we're speaking about the actual Binyan Beis HaMikdash. But here we're talking, as we said before, about the wall. The wall maybe could be built already even by night until we have this pasuk that clearly indicates that they built it by day only. Another pshat that I saw is that the beginning of the building must take place by day, but maybe the continuation of the building may continue even not during the day. That's why we need this pasuk. Says the Mishnah Kol Hayom Kosher L'Kriyas Megillah. One can read the Megillah the entire day. Well, L'Kriyas Halal. On days that Halal have to be recited, we could say Halal the whole day. Or Tekiyah Shofar on Rosh Hashanah, we could blow the Shofar all day Rosh Hashanah. Or Tefillas Lulav and Sukkos, we could take the Lulav all day Sukkos. Or Tefillas HaMasofim, then days that we brought Musaf, in the Beis HaMikdash, we daven Musaf, all the Masofim, and when the Korban Musaf is brought. So the Rashba asks, how can we say that we could that bring the musaf all day? Don't we know that the first carbon that's brought every day is the tamid shel shachar, and the last carbon that's brought every day, which still has to be brought by day, is tamid shel ben abayim? So the Rashba says two terutzim. One terutz the Rashba suggests is that really the zman of reading, of doing musaf is all day. The carbon tamid is an external issue, but doesn't mean that the din of musaf doesn't apply all day. Another teretz that he gives is that b'di'evid, if one brought the carbon musaf by day, if one brought the carbon musaf before the tamid shel shachar or after the tamid shel ben abayim, it's kosher. When we speak about tefillah tekiyah shofar, it means both the tekiyah shofar that we blow on Rosh Hashanah and the tekiyah shofar that they blew on the Yom Kippur. Of Yovel. Well, Avide Purim, when the Parakai Mashiach, as we discussed, if the Kohen Gadol erroneously did an Avera B'Shogeg, so not like we who have to bring a Karban Chatos, he brought a special par, or if the Beis Din issued an erroneous Psak, that because of that Psak, Klai Yisrael did an Aveir B'Shogeg, they have to bring a special power. It only be done by day. Vidui Meiser, in the third year and the sixth year of the Shemitah cycle, a person who has any Meiser Truma in his warehouses has to make sure to give it to the Kohen. And the halacha is that when he says it, when he does that, he has to say a special Vidui. The reason you say vidui, even though there's no aveira involved, on the contrary, he's doing a mitzvah. So one pshat is that it is considered an aveira, because the proper thing is to give the truma and meiser immediately as soon as it's designated. This person who allowed it to accumulate in his warehouses did some sort of an aveira. Another pshat is that he's referring to the aveira that, as we know, originally the Avodah was with the Bechayrim, and then it was transferred to the Kohanim and Leviim. So the Vidui Meiser, since the Truma Meiser are given to Kohanim and Leviim, reflects back to that. Levidui Yom Kippurim, the Kohen Gadol on Yom Kippur would say Vidui on the par that he brought, on the Sora Mishtaleach, Ulesmicha, when you bring a carbon, you have to do Smicha, Tanufa, the Michas Omer, the carbon oimer that's brought on the 16th day of Sivan, they did tenufa on it. Lagosha, anytime you brought a carbon mincha, it had to be brought to the southwest corner of the Mizbeach. Lekamitza, when you bring a carbon mincha, you have to take off the kamitza, which is going to be burnt on the Mizbeach. Laktara, the actual burning of the kamitza. Lemelika, when you bring a carbon oif, you have to do melika, the kain kills the bird by piercing it with his fingernail. Kabbalah, whenever they do Kabbalah Saddam by a carbon. Lazoya, when you sprinkle the dam, the Zrika Saddam. Lashkar Saita, if a woman was accused by her husband that she had an adulterous relationship, the way we could prove that she's tahor is by giving her the Mayim HaMamarim to drink. Alarifus Agola, if a corpse was found and we don't know where it was found, the halacha is that we go through our entire procedure of determining which city is the closest city to that corpse, and then the halacha is that we have to bring a calf, and decapitate it, and that also may only be done by day. L'taras ha-metzorah, after the metzorah is no longer a metzora, the Kohen said that he's not a metzora anymore. The halacha is we have to bring two birds, and it's erez, shni talas ve'ezev. The Kohen shechs one bird, takes the blood, and puts it into a earthenware vessel together with the water, and then he takes the living bird and the eitz erez and the shni talas and the ezev, and he dips it into that. That all has to be done by day. We know on the 16th of Pesach, the second day of Pesach at night, they went and they cut new grain, barley, It has to be done strictly by night. If somebody has avarim, they could be burnt all night. However, there are why, even though the halacha normally is that something that should be done by night should be done before chatzos, many rishonim suggest hektach halavim vevarim can be done all night. And the reason it can be done all night is because who does the hektach halavim vevarim? The kohanim. And kohanim is reason hein, and we can rely on the kohanim that they will make sure to burn it before the night is over.
Says the Mishnah, this is the rule. Anything that the Torah prescribes should be done by day, may be done all day.
And something the Torah says that should be done by night, the halacha is kosher kalalaila, may be done all night long. Says the Gemara, Minolon, how do we know that the Megillah is only by day? Damakra, the pasuk says, Vayama Ela, the scar of Anasa. So the Torah prescribes the Yamin. Lukriyas Haladik Siv, Mimizrach Shemesh Ad Mevoyai. Rav Yosef Omer, the pasuk says, Zahayoyim Asa Hashem. So of course the question is, here we're saying that we say Halal only by day. But the question is, then how do, the Chasam Sofer asks, how do we say Halal by night? On Pesach, it was saying that a halal may only be done by day. So the Chasam Sofer answers that when halal is said because of it's a yontif, so the halal of yontif is said only by day. But when the halal is not being recited because of the yontif, when the halal is recited because it's a shira to HaKadosh Baruch Hu for the nisim that he did, such a halal may be done said by night. Mutilas lulav, lulav can only be taken by day. The ksiv v'lkach t'lchem b'yoyim harishim. L'tkir shayfa the ksiv yoyim t'ruah yulachem. On the masafim the ksiv dvar yoyim b'yoyimai. That it has to be strictly by day. L'tfilas masafim and davening musaf is k'musaf from shavi rabbanon. L'levidi parim that we discussed in the Mishnah, the yal of kapara kapara b'yoyim kippurim. By the parham davish at tzibur it says v'chipa aleim ha-koyin. And by the par of Yom Kippur, it says, v'chipa ba'adoi ba'ad be'isoi. Just like the Yom Kippur vidui has to be done strictly by day, therefore this also must be done strictly by day. The Tanya, gabi Yom Kippurim, by Yom Kippurim, the pasuk says, v'chipa ba'adoi ba'ad be'isoi, b'kipuris dam dvarma kosmadaber. The pasuk is referring to the vidui which is recited. The kapara is strictly b'yoyim hu. The ksiv, as the pasuk says regarding Yom Kippur, ki b'yoyim hazeh yichaper aleichem. Levada levidui meiser we said could only be done by day. The ksiv va'amra ato lefnei Hashem elokecha bi'arti mikodesh min habayis. That is the Nusach of the Vidui Meiser, the Samachlei, and then the pasuk says, Hayoyim Azeh Hashem Elokecha Mitzavcha. The Smicha, the Shchita, the Ksiv, the pasuk says regarding Smicha, the Samach, the Shiyodei Arosh Kabonoi, the Shachar Oysoi Lefnei El Moed, the Ksiv, the Shchita, and when we speak about Shchita, the Torah says, B'yoyim Zavchachem. So if the Shchita has to be done by day, so too the Smicha. The Tanufa, the Ksiv, the Asisim B'yoyim Hanifchem Es Oymer. Lagosha, Iskish Latanufa, bringing the Karban Mincha next to the southwest corner of the Mizbeach, the Torah connects to the Tanufa. Because the Pasuk says, the Ksiv, Alokach HaKoyim Yad Isha, as Minchas HaKanos, Vehenef is a Mincha Fnei Hashem, Virkava Yisoy Elam Mizbeach. So Hagosha is compared to Tanufa. Ulamalika, Lakamitza, Laktara, Lazoya, how do we know they all have to be done strictly by day, because the pasuk says, "B'yoyim tzavoysoi es b'nei Yisrael." Lashkar soita. How do we know that lashkar soita has to be done strictly by day? Ask your Torah, Torah. Ksiv hachab. It says regarding the soita, "Vosla koyin es kala Torah azois." The ksiv hasam regarding a din Torah. The pasuk uses the words, "Api a Torah shirucha v'al mishpat ashiyam b'chatase." Ma mishpat b'yoyim, just like a mishpat has to be strictly done by day, af the soita also has to be done strictly by day. L'arifas agola, arifas agola has to be done strictly by day. Kapar k'sibay, the Torah used the word kapar like kachim, and therefore, just like we finished learning that all kachim should be done by day, the avoid of all kachim is done by day, so too is the arifas agola strictly done by day.